It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Hour number two and the final one for another week of KSL Outdoors Radio. With you till the 8 o'clock hour, and then we'll turn things over to Ton and Maria. This is when the phones just get crazy with the greenhouse show, because the sun comes out, the weeds are all waiting to be pulled, the trees look like they need help. All of your answers are coming up on the greenhouse show next hour. Tim Hughes in studio here at Triad Center, along with Russ Smith, on a beautiful weekend.
Man, it is. Glad to be here.
Yeah, and the temperatures are going to stay nice all the way through midweek. Matter of fact, by Tuesday, we'll be at 80 degrees here in Salt Lake City. Also, up in Kaysville, back at the compound there, Navinoska's back with us. Navi, nice to have you this week.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Want to talk – let me just tell you what's coming up first of all. We're going to check in with Bob and Mark, doing a little road trip in here. And by the way, you can find them online these days at roadtripswest.com. They've got it hyperlinked. I know they've changed it.
I'm lagging behind on the website.
That's all right. It'll hyperlink you to where you
need
to
go. Yeah, it does. I tried. It does.
Okay. Roger Egan from Bear River Lodge will also be here, and we'll wrap up the hour after that. But right now, I want to bring Ginger Stout into our conversation, state wildlife veterinarian. There was a story this week about, and I mentioned this at the top of the show, that there's a disease floating around that has killed some beavers. Summit County was the one I remembered, but now I'm seeing it's Wasatch and Utah counties. And this is not only affecting the beavers, but it can also affect humans. And for that reason, I wanted to make sure we shined a very bright light on it. So, Ginger, welcome into the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to attempt to say this, and then you can tell me how close I was. Is it tularemia?
That's correct.
Wow.
All right. Tell us about this disease.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
So tularemia is actually caused by a bacteria, and it can be transmitted through either a tick bite, a deer fly bite, or through direct contact with a dead animal.
How many incidences of dead beavers have we seen now?
We've seen 9 total dead beaver associated with this disease, and then 1 bull was also found next to some of the beavers.
When we mentioned this on Utah's Morning News this week, we instantly got a text from one of our listeners up in Park City who said that they had seen a dead beaver somewhere around a golf course up there, we directed them to, you know, reach out to you about this. But are there specific areas that seem to be more of a problem than others, or no?
Right now, we've had some cases in Park City, near Midway, and then also a little bit further south, south of the Jordanelle Reservoir. So those have been the main areas. It doesn't seem to have extended beyond that main cluster right now.
No problem along the Jordan River?
Not that we've found.
Okay, good.
The beavers may have gotten it from who knows where, but how does human contact then put us in danger?
Yeah. Right, that's a great question. So a tick or a deer fly are the most likely way that humans can get it. And then touching a dead beaver that is infected with tularemia is another way.
Yeah, so, I think the first instinct for somebody that finds one, of course, not me because I don't like handling them, but maybe they'd want to move it if it's on their property, or maybe they do want to put it in a safe place so the dogs or the kids don't get around it. What precaution should be taken before you even think about that?
So we just say don't even go near the dead animal. Give us a call at the local DWR office. Oh. And we can have a biologist come and pick it up for you so that it's not a risk.
If I remember the story the way we reported it this week on KSL, you can get antibiotics for this, but you do have to get treated fairly quickly.
Correct. Yep. So it is treatable disease if you know what you're looking at. I think the real problem is it's not a common disease in humans. So knowing that exposure to a dead animal is really vital if you have any symptoms.
I'm a little worried that we're talking about flies or ticks possible here, because we do have incidences where people are spending time wearing shorts, walking through the sagebrush, whatever it is, or even getting bit by flies if you're out there doing just about anything. Obviously, the natural and the protections we talk about all the time, wearing long pants, wearing long sleeves, that's probably a good place to start, too.
It is. And if you want any more information about the human signs or what you should do for a human, I think the public health department is a better source for that information.
One of the questions we got in a text when we reported this story was someone asking if it's the same as rabbit fever. Is it?
It is, yep. So it's the same bacteria that causes the risk for hunters that are hunting rabbits.
And not just found here in Utah, obviously. It's been found in other places.
Correct, yep. It's been found in numerous areas across North America.
Since it is found in rabbits in some occasions or in some incidences, what about those that go out and shoot a rabbit and then want to consume it? Do we need to be concerned in that regard?
Yes, absolutely. So one thing that we do recommend is if you are hunting, you wear gloves when you're picking the animal up or skinning it or processing it, and then cook the animal very well. So that you don't have any risk.
What are some of the symptoms if you start feeling sick that you would know?
Again, the human health side of it is better answered by the health department.
Okay.
But a fever is the main thing, just to say something brief.
Yeah. So again, if someone comes up on a dead beaver somewhere or a rabbit that is dead, don't touch it. Don't move it, I guess, but notify the offices of the Division of Wildlife?
Correct. Yep. And then it can affect a lot of other rodents as well, so voles, muskrats, and then all the species of rabbit and hares. So if you find any animal that fits that category, yeah, stay your distance and just give us a call.
I did notice in the press release I got from Faith Jolly that it's been a while since we've had it reported here in the state, like back to 2017 where we had a confirmed case that was down in the Kanab area, and in that case it was a cottontail rabbit. Are there weather conditions that maybe add to this, or we just don't know?
Honestly, we don't know exactly what's going on and why it's happening for a lot of different areas all at the same time. So that's something we are trying to look into and get a better answer on.
All right. Ginger, I appreciate you coming on with us. We just wanted to make sure, because we had gone forward with, reporting this on KSL's Outdoors or KSL's Morning News or Utah's Morning News. I'll get it right. And I didn't want to, panic people, but I also at the same time wanted them to be aware of what the do's and don'ts are.
Yep. So I'd say, just to sum up, wear clothing that protects you from tick and fly bites, insect repellent, and then stay away from dead animals.
Yeah.
Is really
the
big one.
Sounds like good advice. Ginger Stout, our state wildlife vet. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. All right, we got to take a break. Yeah. We will do that. Just good advice the time.
Yeah, it is. I want to add one short thing to it, and that's upgrade your dog collars.
Oh, boy, that too.
To spend a couple extra bucks and get a better one. There's some really good ones out there. I can't quote the names.
Yeah.
But when we're in Montana, the dogs all get new dog collars.
Yeah, you don't want your dog at risk either. All right, going to take a break. When we come back, we'll check in with the boys doing a little road tripping today with Bob and Mark. Don't go away.